listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with Shauna Theriault and Nick Antonucci. And we got a lot of questions. If you guys have questions, you can always get them to us, and we'd love to answer them on the air. You can call our question hotline at 1-855-429-9166, where you can leave your question on our recording. We'll play it and then answer it right behind that. Or you can email it to drgene@hensler.com. That's hensler.com. You can also call and get a real person on the phone, 770-429-9166. You can also go to our website and maybe answer your own question. And that, again, is hensler.com. You can also reach out to us through various social media sources. Today, Shauna, we've got a situation we wanted to talk about, wherein a lady is trying to help get her mom situated after a heart attack, right?
Absolutely. And just looking at incapacity or health care. So a few themes come up. You know, obviously, you want to have your documents in order before something like that happens. If somebody gets sick and they can't help themselves and things are not in order, these are part of your estate planning documents,
right?
The majority of them. You really want to have it in order so you can step in and help, whether it be a parent or a spouse. You know, or even a friend, they should have their documents in order, healthcare power of attorney, healthcare directive, medical directive. So this is, you know, if something were to happen to you, you can make, it names a person to make decisions on your behalf for your health.
Right.
But also in that document, you typically put, you know, if you want to be resuscitated, not resuscitated, what type of medical you want. The other thing to think about too is a financial power of attorney. So, you know, a financial power of attorney names someone who can act on your behalf if you can't, because just because you're sick and in the hospital or hurting, you still have to pay bills. You still have
right.
to do all of those things. And so it's going to be very difficult for someone to step in, if at all, if you don't have somebody named.
Right.
And now, Shauna, a lot of times you associate these moves with being much older, you know, older later in life. But what is the appropriate time to actually start, you know, addressing these issues?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I generally have clients when they start having kids or get married, they have estate planning documents. They're part of the preparation of them. It's not just a will. Go ahead and get them set in place.
Sure.
Over time, they get updated. They either get outdated. You know, there's a HIPAA law that needs to go in there, you know, waiver that needs to go in there, et cetera, or something changes in the law, and then you can update your documents. Definitely. You know, update your documents when you have children so that you can name if something happens to both of you, who's going to take care of the kids and how
yep.
do you want it handled. That also goes into place. You know, that's typically when you need term life insurance, is when you're a young couple, just got married, you want to help your spouse, or you have young children. You would want those documents all in place at that time. I mean, it unfortunately does happen. Somebody does get hit by a car or the young heart attack, or, you know,
right.
There really is no age. I wouldn't do it on a child, obviously, but in a young, just married couple, I would definitely put these documents in place to help the spouse.
Right. So if you're listening to us and you're in good health and you don't have these, it's probably a great time now.
Absolutely.
To reach out. And again, you can contact us. You talk to Shauna. You can talk to whomever. You ask our receptionist, and they will get you exactly where you need to go. But you can call us 770-429-9166 to get that done. So, Shauna, it's always surprising to me. I was in a meeting with a client a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were 88 years old, and the first question out of our mouths was, so, you know, your will and all your estate plans are in shape, and the answer was, well, I don't have a will.
No, I've seen several situations where it's like, well, my spouse knows what I want. Well, that doesn't
the law doesn't know that your spouse knows what you want.
You're really creating something difficult
right.
for even your spouse to handle
sure.
if something happens to you, and if something happens to both of you, for your heirs. So, you know,
yeah,
having everything in writing and documented properly, and not just writing it out on paper, it has to
recorded.
Be legal documents. Exactly.
Yes. It's got to be recorded.
It's very important just to help if something happens to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
A All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.